that our marriage said if I could get rid of my spouse, I could have some peace. People without kids said if I could just get kids, I'd have peace. That's the big one there. Some people got so many things about what if I could have peace. But let's talk and see what God's got to say about this. Isaiah 26, verse 3, that will keep him in perfect peace. Y'all say perfect peace. Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Stretch forth your hands this way. Father, I love you. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, for all that you do for us every day. God, there's been so many times this week that you sent your angel and moved that car out of the way. Sent your angel and moved that load out of the way. Sent your angel and protected us in such a powerful way that we never even knew about it. I ask you, God, in a very, very, very powerful way to touch this congregation today. Lift them up, strengthen them, God, in a way, Lord, that only you can. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, now look at somebody and tell them, look at somebody right dead in the eye and tell them the past is behind us. Leave it there. The future is ahead of us. Grasp for it. God is with us. Let him hold you. And nothing shall be impossible. Give the Lord a hand clap. A praise. Now, I'm talking about perspectives today. You know, there is a perspective. A pessimist sees a dark tunnel. An optimist sees light at the end of the tunnel. A realist sees a freight train. The train driver sees three nitwits standing on the tracks. All right. How many here would like to have this very, very powerful thing right here, peace of mind? It's a hard thing to think about. It's something that every last one of us need. There's all kinds of things in our health. There's all kinds of things in our family. There's all kinds of things in this world that is nagging at and pulling at and fighting us for our peace. Amen? It's a powerful, powerful thing to be able to know that God can give you a peace that passeth all understanding, no matter what the storm. Isaiah 26 and 3. We're going to explain this a little bit, okay? He says, again, he says, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusteth in you. Now, this is a peace that's not a passive peace. This is a powerful peace. You know, I'm going to speak directly to everybody today and get ready in a very powerful way. Listen, I want to preach to the battlefield that you are on today. I'm not talking about your finances. I'm not talking about your family. I'm not talking about spirituality necessarily. The battlefield I'm talking about is between your ears. That's where the battlefield is. That's where the battle takes place. And that's how the devil fights us. How many? I love that hard-fought hallelujah. That song, hard-fought hallelujah. You know what? I don't know about you, but I've had to fight for my peace. Amen? How many here today you've had to fight for your peace this week? Amen? So remember, many of us are plagued by so many things, but let's just put it all together. I'm going to put it all together in this, a emotional, mental, spiritual storm. Everybody's got a storm brewing within them. Amen? And watch this now. This is so powerful. Storms can happen, and you've seen it happen in the last few weeks all over the world. Storms can happen around you. Storms can happen inside of you. But all storms can disrupt your peace. But God's promises, his promises that we lean on, he promises us that we can have peace in our overwhelmed mind. Sometimes the loudest storms happen inside of you. Some of you in here right now, you're trying to listen, but the storm, the waves are raging so high, the winds are beating so hard, you cannot hear what I'm saying because of the storm. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is here to speak peace, be still. Amen? And to feel such a powerful thing. So now, let's go ahead. We're going to talk about this thing here, perfect peace. What is perfect peace? I'm glad you asked. Perfect peace comes from a stayed mind. All right? Here it is, perfect peace. How many of you are watching The Chosen? And when they come in the house, they go, shalom, shalom. Remember that? Shalom, shalom. Everywhere they go, shalom, shalom. Jews come in and they holler, shalom, or say to each other, shalom, shalom. You know what they're saying? Perfect peace. They're saying that peace that God promises you, we're also helping you to declare it. We're speaking it on top of you. Now watch this. Peace, peace is peace doubled, peace multiplied, peace overflowing. And it says his mind is stayed on you. That word stayed means literally to lean. Here it goes. To lean, to brace, to rest on something solid. See, listen carefully. Listen. I'm trying to sit down, but I got to stand up a little bit here. Peace, listen very carefully. Peace is not emptying your mind. Peace comes when you anchor your mind. You can't stop all the stuff that's going in your head. You can't stop all the stuff that's going around this world right now. You can't stop all the stuff that's happening in your own health. But you know what? One thing I can do, instead of letting my mind play tricks on me and running around and blinding me to everything that's good in my life, I can anchor my mind and know that God has got me. Amen? So here's the context of Isaiah 26 and 3. Do you know that Isaiah 26 and 3 was written? Here we go. Come on up here. Here we go. It was written during a national crisis. There was a national instability. There was fear inside. There was enemies outside. Isaiah 24 through 27 is actually called Isaiah's apocalypse. Something drastic was happening. The kingdom was shaking. It was going down spiritually, militarily, spiritually, emotionally. If you look, the Assyrians were coming from the north. The Egyptians were coming from the south. Babylon was coming in. The leaders had stopped leading with the power of God and had started trying to negotiate with the enemy. And I can tell you something. If you negotiate with the enemy, you lose. Because he never, ever, ever comes out behind. Amen? And so there's fear inside, there's enemies without. Judah was divided. The place was letting fear shape their decisions. Are you letting fear shape your decision? Are you letting fear speak so loud that you can't hear the voice of God? And not only is fear making your decisions, but fear More inside of you taking over, more inside than your faith is. You hear me? So here goes. God promises, I'll keep your mind if you keep your mind on me. So again, I want y'all to say this with me. Ready? Peace is alignment, not accident. I know it looks like it's some that possum track talk, but that's okay. Peace is alignment, not an accident. Y'all say it out loud with me. Peace is alignment, not an accident. One more time. Peace is an alignment, not an accident. When you align yourself with God's word, when you feed yourself God's word, when you let God take over and believe what he said he was going to do in the middle of hell, you can feel God doing something very, very special. So here we go. Ready? I promise you, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to talk everybody's language today. Ready? Here it comes. Your mind is either stayed or it's swayed. It's either stayed on God or it's swayed by the circumstances you're in. Let me back that one up again. I want y'all to look at it. Your mind is either stayed or swayed. You either stayed on God or you're swayed by your circumstances. Sit back and think about it. I was sitting back when she was singing Hello World, and all of a sudden I began to think about all the many troubles that we've been through with my kids, with their sicknesses, and rushing them to the emergency room, and the stitches and the broken bones and the sickness and all the things we had been through, and Bethany with cancer. I was thinking about it all came to me while she was singing. And all I kept hearing was, did I ever let you down? No, he didn't let me down. Not one time. So here you go. I want y'all, listen, here comes one of those words we're going to do together. Ready? Together, y'all say, there's no middle ground. Say it a little better than that. Come on. There's no middle ground. Either you're stayed or you were swayed, but there's no middle ground. Peace is a choice before it's a feeling. I just don't feel it, Pastor. I just don't feel it. You know what? I don't feel a lot of times either. I got up this morning and said, clock, are you right or wrong? Now, I know what the clock's telling me, but I know what my body's telling me. It said, somebody ain't telling the truth here. But that's because it's the biggest enemy of the church is daylight savings time Sunday. Peace is a choice before it is a feeling. So here we go. Let's go ahead. I'm going through quickly today. So just in case you got jet lag from daylight savings time, you can get a little sleep afterwards. Don't get any right now, but later. Get ready. A swayed mind. Ready? I might be reading your mail. If I'm reading your mail, please throw the mail in the trash can. A swayed mind is tossed by fear or your emotions. It's tossed by the news. I told my dad today, I said, turn the channel. He said, blah, 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 blah. I said, Daddy, turn the channel. Put it to Bonanza because they always win. Put it to the Brady Bunch because everything's happy, 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 except for the one where they went, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. He said, but they're telling me all. I said, Daddy, quit listening because it's driving you crazy. Then there's all the what ifs, what ifs, what ifs, what ifs. And there's the worst case scenarios. How many is living on that? Don't raise your hand. Do not raise your hand. Just think about it. How many is living on fear, on the news, the what ifs, the worst case scenarios? A stayed mind is anchored by God's character, anchored by God's promises, anchored by God's presence, anchored by God's word. And that's a very, very, very powerful thing. I've never seen God's word fail me, ever. So don't tell God how big your storm is. Tell the storm how big your God is. Amen? So get ready. When you fix your mind, or what you fix your mind on shapes your future. Did you know that? A very, very, very powerful thing. Come on, here we go. Meditation is spiritual steering. How many knew that? Meditation, which is thinking about God, thinking about His Word, rehearsing in your mind daily at all times, it is spiritual steering. You move to what you magnify. Did you know that your mind is a magnifying glass? It's a psychological magnifying glass. Whatever you focus on gets bigger. So you move toward what you magnify. If you magnify fear, you move toward fear. If you magnify God, you move toward peace. Amen? So here we go. Get ready. Here it is. I love it. I'll put it all up one time. Ready? Some of y'all don't like peace. You lack mental boundaries. Think about it. It's amazing how a whole family can go through the same situation, and some are smiling and some are frowning, how some can walk through victorious and some walk through and they're torn to pieces. The reason is the ones that are making it through it, they have mental boundaries in their mind. You let every thought walk into your mind without knocking. Amen? How many thoughts have come into your mind today without knocking? How many are fighting them off at this moment? You see, you let every fear rent a room in your imagination. You let every lie sit at your table and eat at your peace. And when that happens, your peace is gone. So watch this. Some thoughts that need to be evicted. Y'all want y'all to say this out loud? I want you to shout it out, all right? When I say this, I want you to shout it out. Really? Ready? Say it. Fear can't stay. Say it. Fear can't stay. Now say shame can't stay. Anxiety can't stay. Lies can't stay. Let me tell you something. Your mind is not a trash bin. Your mind is not the enemy's playground. Your mind is God's sanctuary. Amen? Where God works and God talks and God shows you and God inspires you and God's spirit moves in your life and you do great things because you let God be in control instead of that junk that the devil's trying to put in your mind. Amen? All right, we get ready. Y'all say, put the plow down. I'm going to sit on the tractor seat. We're going to put the plow down. All right. How do you build a peaceful mind? How many want to know that? Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Amen. You know, let me read this to you. Let's see. Philippians 4. And 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let me read a few more. Before you know it, this is the message. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. And find the Amplified Version. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of soul, assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being confident with its earthly lot of whatsoever sort it is that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guards over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So here we go. Get ready. How do we build a peaceful mind? Replace chaos with Scripture. Meditation. I have found out when I say meditate, people think I'm going, money pop me on, money pop me on. That is not what meditation is. Meditation is, here it is. I love it. And the peace of God, in my mind I'm going, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep my heart and my mind. And the Bible says the word meditation means to mutter under your breath, to take God's word and keep repeating it over and over and over again. Don't just read God's word, repeat it. Meditation is not emptying your mind, it's filling your mind with truth. Amen? So, replace chaos with Scripture meditation. Number two, guard your inputs. Well, I said, what you input into your mind? You can't have a peaceful mind with a chaotic input. It's impossible. You can't watch, scroll, and listen to, and rehearse shapes that shapes your inner world. Like my daddy this morning, turn the channel. Some of y'all this morning need to turn the channel. Turn the channel in your mind. Turn the channel on the TV. Whatever it is that's disrupting your peace, turn it. And then practice, well, here it goes. Practice peace pauses throughout the day. Amen. What's that? Take 30 seconds to breathe, to pray, and to reset your focus. I've told you this so many times. I'm going to do it again today. How many would like to be able to reset your psyche right now? Right now. I mean, right now, you want to reset your psyche. I'm going to show you how to do it, okay? You ain't got to take any drugs. You ain't got to call anybody on television. You can do it all by yourself. I know it works. I do it all the time in Sharp or in the heroin unit. I do it all the time with inmates. It works 100% of the time. I do it in emergency rooms and do it in funeral homes. We're going to reset our psyche. Y'all ready? I got to stand up again. This knee's going to thank me later. Ready? Hold your hand up like this. Now, when I show you, I want you to breathe in, and this really works. This is the truth. I'm not making this up. Hold up, ready? I want you, when I tell you to, I want you to breathe in through your nose, not your mouth. You know how when you get anxious and you don't have any peace, you start going, what happens? You get all worked up on the inside. You get full of anxiety. Your pulse goes past 100, and your mind, you go past the thinking part. Now you're in survival mode, and you're thinking, everything's against me. Everything's going to go down. Everybody's going, what's going on? Just stop. Breathe through your nose. Ready? And do this. Then hold it for 5. And then breathe out for 5 and keep on blowing. Usually by the second or third time, your pulse goes down, your blood pressure goes down. You start thinking again, it comes back to you. And you can even hear God speak to you with a still small voice. It's a very powerful thing. It's something God gave us. It's called breathing. And it works. It's very, very powerful. And so that's a peace pause. Peace is built in small moments, not in great old big events. And then interrupt those anxious thoughts with truth. How do we do that? How do you interrupt when Satan's lying to you, when he's beating you up, and you're sitting, you started breathing funny, and now you're worried that, you know, everything's going out of here, things are falling. Here it goes. When fear speaks, you ready? Next time fear speaks to you, I want you to answer it. When lies whisper, I want you to confront it. When anxiety rises, I want you to redirect it. So next time fear speaks, you answer and says there's no fear here because God's totally in control. When the lies whispers, you confront them and say, that is a lie from hell, and I don't have to live with it, and I'm not going to live with it. When anxiety arises, you redirect it and say, no, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You can't just keep running from it. You got to face it head on and watch what happens. And so then create a peace playlist. A peace playlist. You know that worship is warfare? Did you know that? What we just did up here was actually warfare. If you could actually see it the way God saw it, we were wearing armor. Y'all were singing. Y'all were wearing armor. Amen? Worship is warfare. Satan can't stand it. Praise is a weapon. Peace grows where worship flows. And so here we go. One more set of challenges, and then we're going to be through. Powerful questions. I'm going to ask you some questions. Please don't answer them out loud. Ready? What thoughts have you let live rent-free in your mind lately? That's a powerful thing. What thoughts have you allowed to live rent-free in your mind? I'm going to tell you what to do with them. Ready? Here we go. Name them, expose them, and evict them. Name them is fear. I've let fear live rent-free. I've let anxiety live rent-free in my mind. Expose them and evict them. Tell it. They got to go. You heard me tell you many times, you know, it gets kind of, I just do this. When I start hearing these things in my head, you know what I say? No joke. I go, stop it. Stop it. I'm not kidding. I just go, stop it. And it quits talking to me. I was telling somebody that day, I was counseling somebody, and they were talking about all these voices were in their head, and they were so full of anxiety and fear. And they said, right, I said, what's that voice telling you now? And they went on and on, and I said, just very resolutely, I want you to say, stop. And so she said, stop. And I heard brakes squeal. And heard somebody holler. She neglected to tell me she was riding in the car with her husband. And he slammed on brakes and about threw it through the windshield. So ready. Here it is. Number 2. What are you magnifying? Think about it. Are you magnifying your problem? Are you magnifying your past? Are you magnifying your fear? Are you magnifying your insecurities? What are you magnifying? Think about it. Just for a minute, just think about it. What are you magnifying? Because I promise you, whatever you're magnifying is going to be the biggest thing in your mind. All right, Nick, the third question. What truth will stay your mind this week? What will you choose to stay your mind this week? Pick one verse. Just pick one verse. Pick one promise. Pick one truth and stay your mind on it. I just told you one. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And finally, who or what has too much influence over your peace? Identify it, limit it, and replace it with God's voice. DC, come on up here, bro. Bless them, Lord. You know what? That's the sound of growth. I love the sound of growth in our church. Amen. That's the sound. Y'all remember, y'all say that's the sound of growth. Amen. I want to hear more of that. Amen. I just remember that time DC was cutting up in church. He was a lot older, and he was defying me. So I threw him over my shoulders. I'm going to carry you to the nursery. And they had swinging doors at the back of the church. And as I was going out the back of the church, DC grabbed those doors and said, he's like 2 years old, maybe three. He goes, y'all pray for me. True story. How many want peace? Stand up. I want you to repeat this prayer out loud together and mean it when you say it. Ready? God, steady my mind, fix my focus, guard my thoughts, give me shalom, shalom, perfect peace. Now, just so you can get it in your mind good and strong, I want to say it again together. Ready? God, steady my mind, fix my focus, guard my thoughts, give me shalom, shalom, perfect peace. Now, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to raise your hands. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the peace that we feel in this place right now. We know, God, that you're alive and well, and we know, God, that you are on your throne. We know, God, that there's nothing that can happen to us that doesn't first go through your filter. That way we know that you're with us and you have allowed it and we can get through it with your help. Father, help us to walk in blessings. And I thank you for it right now. Again, I want you to hold your hands up and get ready to say a blessing to you. Go in peace, or go in the peace that keeps you. May your mind be stayed, your hearts be strengthened, your steps be guided by God's unfailing love. Lord, anchor our minds in your peace. Give the Lord a hand clap. Now, before we go, keep standing. Before we go, if you have a special need that you just want to be prayed for, you can come up here and we pray for you, or you just hold your hands up and we can pray for you. I don't ever want to leave this place with somebody saying, I didn't get a chance to be prayed for. God is so awesome. Here we go. Okay. Tonight, it's between tonight from 6 to 8, there's going to be a visitation for Kitty at Paul Funeral Home. All that can, please go. She's ours. She belongs to us. The funeral will be here tomorrow at 11. So please, all that can, be here. Kitty was definitely one of us, and she has helped a lot of people through the years. And that's what we're doing now. We're praying for Kitty's family. Lord, touch Lisa. Touch Gil. Lord, touch this family. Minister to them in a very powerful way. I know the loss is great, but God, we know also, God, that your comfort's greater. I thank you for a comfort that's greater than the pain, in the name of Jesus. You got this. We trust you 100% to take care of these people, this family. Guard them, protect them. Tonight, tomorrow, and in the weeks to come, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 Okay, we're getting ready to close. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer. Go ahead. Awesome. I like them testimonies. That's good stuff. And we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And after we say the Lord's Prayer, we got all these new deacons here. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny. No, people are pointing fingers all everywhere. All right. Will you dismiss us in prayer, Patrick? Ready? Let's say the Lord's Prayer, and he's going to dismiss us in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us.